Listener Production.
Hi, it's Jessica Haintley with your local news briefing. The Cairns West Police Facility has officially opened its doors and operations in Manora. The facility, located opposite the Cairns Villa and Leisure Park, will house general duty and frontline responders who will be able to work in the community and ensure its safety. Far North Region Assistant Commissioner Brett Chalfouris says the facility allows for a greater shift cover and community engagement.
I don't want police officers sitting in this building. Sitting in this building achieves nothing around community engagement. That's why they're based out here. I want them out in the community. And with this, the mobile police beats, that's exactly what will be happening. They'll be out and about within the community.
After a cool start to summer, we can expect to feel the heat this week. Tomorrow is expected to be the hottest across the state, with temperatures expected to reach 34 in Cairns and 35 at Mareeba. The Bureau of Meteorology's Livio Regano says with the hot weather comes the chance of storms later in the week.
Depending where you are, all the way from the New South Wales border, probably up to Gladstone or so, all those places, we could get storms as early as late Wednesday, but it's unlikely. Thursday looks like the much better day for storms, and they could be severe. Too early to tell.
Asthma affects many of us here in far north Queensland, so we're being reminded to stay on top of it. A total of 52 asthma-related deaths were recorded in Queensland in 2021, and although those figures have dropped this year, Dr. Jonathan Burden from the National Asthma Council says there's no room for complacency.
We've all been more wary of going out. We've been social distancing, wearing masks. Those are the sort of things which I think have reduced the chances of people with asthma and others for that matter getting infections. But we must not get too complacent about it.
Listen to every match of the FIFA World Cup live and in your language. Search FIFA World Cup in the Listener app today.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.